Welcome everybody, Shir number 908, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are basically finishing off Simen Reish Tes, the mistakes in Brachos, how to work with them. I just want to go through at the end of Simen Reish Tes, the Oitzer Halachos. In other words, Sefer Oitzer Halachos, which we work out of a lot, brings down all the various, I don't know if it's all, but many of the various different mistakes that are made when a person would be Yotzei and when a person would not be Yotzei. In other words, Bidyeved, would it be good, or Bidyeved post facto, would it not be good? But there are two disclaimers, like we mentioned. First of all, last year we spoke about, just to review real quickly, if somebody started making a bracha and they said Baruch Ata Hashem, they should finish off Lamdeni Chukecha, we mentioned, from the Sefer Yitzra Lachat we went through last year. Lamdeni Chukecha, if, again, this is in conjunction if they made a mistake, if they caught themselves. If they said Baruch Ata Hashem Lekenu, or Lekenu Melech HaElam, and there's some other food in front, and they realize, let's say, they already made the bracha, or it's a mistake, or it's the wrong bracha, or whatever the case is, or they're about to make, but whatever the case, let's say the case like last year we spoke about, if there's food in front of them and they already made the bracha, so they should try and make flip to the bracha that's in front of them, the food that's in front of them. And the last thing is, which we want to make a sort of like a disclaimer, which the Sefer Oitzer Halachos brings down at the end, is that we mentioned a few shiurim ago, if, let's say, for example, I finished the entire bracha, and it's the wrong bracha, but in the cases that we'll be talking about, that's what I want to mention, we should all understand, the cases that I'm going to be mentioning, from the Sefer Oitzer Halachos, that b'dieved, post facto, is good, once, if they're able to chop themselves and fix their mistake, bechdei, toich kedei dibra, I was going to say bechdei achilas pras, we're talking about food, toich kedei dibra, in the amount of time, like we've been talking about constantly, shalom aleichem Rebbe, if they could catch their mistake and fix it, so then fix it. In other words, if I'm making a shahakal, which b'diyevid is going to be good on pretty much every food, I'm making a shahakal, let's say on pretzels, and I made the shahakal, if you could fix it quickly, so then fix it. B'diyevid will see that it's good, a shahakal, right? But if you could fix it, you say, shahakal neibadvari, bar minizainis, and you happy yourself, you catch it within that amount of time, so then fix it. The cases that we'll be talking about, the disclaimer is, if you want to call it a disclaimer, is the right word, that I didn't catch myself. I said, shahakal neibadvari, finish, and I have pretzels. What do I do now? So, okay, so then we'll see. So, for example, the most easiest case, shahakal is going to be good. Now, there's another, this is sort of like, I'm just giving a little bit of an introduction to what we'll be discussing in conjunction with post facto, these brachas are good. Now, there's another way, not another way, another situation to work with in conjunction with all these things. For example, I don't want to go through this every single mistake we'll be talking about. We'll be going through like about a whole bunch of different type of mistakes, where they're good, where they're not good, but we should keep in mind also, if I make the wrong bracha and b'dieved it's good, for example, if I make a Bar Pri Adama on a apple, so b'dieved will see that it's good, right? If I make a shahakal on a piece of cake, b'dieved, post facto, I didn't catch myself in the middle, I didn't catch myself at the end, I couldn't fix it, post facto, it's good, my shahakal's good on the cake. But, okay, so what you want to do in that case, or for example, if I made Bar Pri Adama on my apple, right, post facto, I didn't catch myself in the middle, I didn't catch myself at the end, it was too late, whatever, so I could start eating the apple, right, I made a Hadama. Okay, well, again, we'll read all those mistakes. When they're good, sometimes it won't be good. Like if I made a Bar Pri Ha'etz on a potato, that's not going to help me, right? I made Bar Pri Ha'etz, and then I start eating a potato. That's not going to help. But we'll see. Again, and these are just examples I'm giving. But in a case in time when it's good, like let's say I made the shahakol, right? And post facto, after the fact, but the yevid, we say it's good, but still you want to still make the right bracha. So in all these cases we'll be talking about, we'll try and mention it here and there to review the chazarot. One should be careful to take a bite. Let's say I have cake in front of me. Take a little piece of cake, small little piece, enough because I made a shahakal. It should, you know, and b'dieved it's good. Take a tiny piece of cake. I'm yoytze the shahakal. Now, take something else and make a mezonos and have in mind the cake. For example, good. I can't make a mezonos on this cake. I already made a bracha, which is shahakal, right? For example, or I can't make another Bar Pri Ha'etz on the apple. I already made the hadoma. I can't make another Bar Pri Ha'etz not the right bracha because I already made a bracha that b'di'evad is good. So now take another fruit, take an orange or whatever the case is. I'll give you an example. Take an almond, take a cashew, whatever. Make a boirei pri ha'etz. Have in mind the apple, and like this, you continue eating the apple also. In other words, not to rely. The point is not to rely. All these mistakes that we'll talk about, that the evid is still good, like a shahakol in these cases, or adama, whereby the evid is good. We shouldn't rely on it. You have to eat something because the evid the bracha is good, but not to sort of like stick with that bracha. You take that little bite. You yotzei the bracha was chal on something. The bracha was took effect, as they say, on the food. You took the bite. You swallowed the bite. Fine. Now go fix it if you're able to, meaning take something else with ha'etz, have in mind the apple, take something else with mezonos, if it was shehakol on the cake, take something else that's mezonos, have in mind the cake. And the same thing with all these brachas, when we say that b'di'evid it's going to be good, all the disclaimers or whatever you want to call it, all the pre categories or however you want to call it that I just mentioned, that we just went through this past year, do apply. We can't go through them on every single one because we'll be mentioning 10, 15, 20 whatever different mistakes, when it's good, when it's not good. Alright, so I just wanted to this year, I just wanted to give the sort of introduction and the pre what has to be done in conjunction with these mistakes, even though b'di'evad will tell you that they are good in upcoming shiurim, and will refer back to this shiur. In other words, when we say that, when we mention those mistakes, upcoming shiurim, next one or two shiurim, we'll keep on, going back to what we mentioned previous shiur, see that shiur, how to fix it. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.